Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. China Sunday denounced the Trump administration's new tariffs on Chinese imports and threatened countermeasures, but left the door open for talks with the U.S. that could avoid a deepening conflict. It came after Canada and Mexico responded to Trump slapping tariffs on their imports with retaliatory levies on U.S. goods and what analysts say could lead to a trade war that slows global growth and reignites inflation. Reuters' Diane To.
China's finance and commerce ministries said Beijing will challenge the tariffs at the World Trade Organization, which is a symbolic gesture that poses no immediate cost or threat to Washington. They also said China will take unspecified countermeasures to the levies. Trump's tariffs will take effect on Tuesday to address what he called a national emergency of fentanyl and illegal immigration pouring into the U.S. In China's sharpest pushback on Sunday, its foreign ministry said the country has carried out extensive anti-narcotics cooperation with Washington, saying, quote, "Fentanyl is America's problem."
President Trump did say Sunday that Americans could feel some pain from the emerging trade war triggered by his tariffs. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Benjamin Netanyahu goes to D.C. to meet with President Trump following the release of more Israeli hostages.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on his way to Washington Sunday he would discuss a range of issues with President Trump when they meet Tuesday, including Hamas, Iran, and diplomatic relations with Arab countries.
Our decisions and the courage of our soldiers have redrawn the map. But I believe that working closely with President Trump, we can redraw it even further.
This comes after Saturday's hostage exchange. American-Israeli Keith Siegel's family ecstatic. He and two others freed by Hamas in exchange for 183 Palestinian prisoners. Negotiations on the second phase of the peace deal, which would end the war and see the remaining 60 or so hostages returned, are set to begin Monday. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Authorities say they have recovered the remains of 55 of 67 people killed in the deadliest U.S. air disaster since 2001. Washington, D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly said Sunday that divers still need to find the bodies and are committed to the dignified recovery of remains as they prepare to lift wreckage from the Potomac River as early as Monday morning. Colonel Francis B. Pera of the Army Corps of Engineers says portions of the aircraft will be loaded onto flatbed trucks and taken to a hangar for further investigation. They spoke hours after families of the victims visited the crash site. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has told Panama's president that the country must reduce Chinese influence over the Panama Canal area or face potential retaliation from the Trump administration.
Rubio, on his first foreign trip as America's top diplomat, held talks with Panamanian leader Jose Raul Moreno on Sunday in Panama City. Moreno has resisted pressure from the new U.S. government over Panama's management of a waterway that is vital to global trade. He told reporters after the meeting that Rubio made no real threat of retaking the canal or the use of force. Trump has demanded that the canal be returned to U.S. control. Rubio told Molina that Trump believed China's presence in the canal area may violate a treaty that led the United States to turn the waterway over to Panama in 1999. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of demonstrators in Georgia demanding new parliamentary elections briefly blocked a motorway on the edge of the capital, Tbilisi, on Sunday. VOA's Christina Menente.
Georgians have been rallying nightly since November when the ruling Georgian Dream Party said it was suspending European Union accession talks until 2028, abruptly halting a long-standing national goal. Ani Kavtaradze is one of the protesters.
Our goal is European Georgia, and we don't want to be a part of our neighbor like is Russia, because we saw what the Russia is doing.
Local media reported that Nika Melia, a leader of Coalition for Change, the country's largest opposition party, and former Tbilisi mayor Georgia Ugulava, were arrested along with some protesters. Georgian rights activists have denounced what they say is a mounting campaign of intimidation, beatings, and arrests against those taking to the streets. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Ugandan officials are preparing to deploy a trial vaccine as part of efforts to stem an outbreak of Ebola in the capital. A range of scientists are developing research protocols related to the planned deployment of more than 2,000 doses of a candidate vaccine against the Sudan strain of Ebola. The WHO said doses of the candidate vaccine are being made available through clinical trial protocols to test for efficacy and safety. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.